There's nothing to deal with from me. You know, I met another, you know, there weren't many in Lubbock, and I'm long gone from prison. But whoever the fuck your people are from Bexar County, whatever version of thinking, there's somebody who deals with somebody, talks to somebody, deals with the military, can't even talk to the military. Whoever thinks they're this big something, big that, so popular, famous, beautiful, and you know, every personality in the world, like, you better like me. Like, people act like that. I don't deal with Bexar County because I'm not from Bexar County. Only Bexar County deals with Bexar County. And then what? On top of it, what other gang members they're obsessed with, whatever cartel they're obsessed with, whatever Mexico they're obsessed with, whatever they're obsessed with of all those things in Bexar County, in places I would never be. All that shit I don't deal with. I was at work. They stay away from me. I don't know them. I don't give a fuck at all. However they grew up, their family, whoever the fuck they were obsessed with growing up, or whoever, what kind of families they are, so whatever they are growing up, they do not know me. Like, literally, I don't have that personality. Like, I didn't grow up in, you know, elementary, junior high, high school, obsessed with people. I think I'm the coach. I think I'm the teacher. I think I'm this on TV. I think I'm this cop. I seen this cop. I think I'm this. I think I'm this gang member. I read this book. I think I'm from here. They kill hundreds of men and women. So do I. They do this. So do I. They do this. So do I. I'll kill you and threaten you. Eat my coochie. I know God. I wear rosary. All this shit I could never be. I was at work. And that doesn't make them interesting. They are nobody. They are literally nobody. I don't have a news story that was on TV or the news and saying, oh, everybody can see me. Everybody knows me. You know who the fuck I am and loving things. And then try to claim I committed an aggravated offense. You know what kind of fucking veteran I am, committing a fucking murder in Lubbock, Texas. Like, I'm going to turn into that personality. I never committed murder. People couldn't be so confident in themselves. Or that would look attractive to people out there. That's the laughing stock of the dumbest people known to man. They got a desired effect, coochie. And they don't give respect like they're, like, I have a desired effect vulva from Planned Parenthood that everybody wants to eat. They're so shameful to everything. Like, they can't even ask questions about anything. And nobody wants to have conversations for them. Oh, look at that rapist. Did you get fucked in the butt? Are you raped in the butt? Look, let's go bully people. They're so stupid. Look, you got fucked in the butt because you're a rape victim. Or you're this. And you got fucked in the butt. Go to church with me. You know, you're not a big, you don't go to mental health. You let me eat your vagina and you eat mine. Are you stupid? And you thought you were going to brain dead someone. Brain dead to lose all memory of everything having to count back to myself. And my last class, whatever it was, parenting, was having to count back numbers to myself. Because they so bad wanted to force what? Someone to eat their vagina? An association? To be raped? And corrections couldn't even look at me. I separated myself and I left a black woman. She said, you're going home. I didn't have to take, nobody could talk. They would go talk for me because nobody could affect me. I just finished college. I have a daughter and I'm going home. You can't change that because it wouldn't be the other way around. It wouldn't be something else. Are you dumb? And you don't degrade people using new ways. Like a black veteran, a different one, he's going to say, you got fucked by a walrus. You got fucked by a hippo. Look at, you got butt fucked by them. They're stupid ass. Never happened to me. You don't do shit to my body. It's so fucking disgusting. I don't do shit. I fuck toothbrushes. I don't fuck sausages. I don't do a fucking thing. I spit everywhere, you're all fucking dogs, and I tell the psychiatrist, you force government prostitution. There's no human trafficking advocate. So there ain't shit to do to me when I'm out studying, I get a victim advocate and a turn. Because you're about the dumbest shit in prison, trying to make me look like something I virtually couldn't be. My daughter's father is limited on what he can say, but as a man, he shouldn't really have anything to say. Which, that's the way it was. And then I got to TDC. Because I really don't have anything to say to him. I have a daughter with him, and that's it. I go to therapy. I don't have a disgraceful child. So I don't have things to say. You wanted to look like that, but I don't have a child that has these problems. I don't have a child that ever has to hear these problems. There's no image. Are you dumb? And you could try so hard to kill. Corrections couldn't touch me. You premeditated shit. You couldn't touch me. There was no torturing me in my apartment. You know, some old people I met at a bar as the strangers. I didn't really meet them. It was somebody else. So I don't know any of them, and there's no examples to make that I want to know you. And a lot of those people help cops that people. They help police officers. But you don't really set me up. I would have had a camera in my home and recorded everything and called a detective. Because people don't really do these things. I was just at work. And there's no letting somebody live with me. I could have got a roommate. I got another security guard. Like, that's fine. And we're going to be some... You weren't going to send street people from... Or people from... I would never talk to your people from jail. Like, it wouldn't even be an option. You don't know me. You never met me. You never be thought of. And I don't gossip with detention. Are you dumb? And I lived perfectly and clean. And I was working on call all the time. And I'm also paralegal working on my case, making phone calls. And like USA, there's nothing you could do to me, not even sue me. So you can't torture me, kill me, force me to human trafficking. You know, nobody gets me to shut up about a so-called aggravated offense of something that would never be fucking even mentioned because I didn't commission a crime. And I didn't commission a crime. I was at home. And you sound dumb because there's not an example to make. Because in a case where there's flaws in a conviction, of course the articles are wrong. Of course everything's wrong. It's not wrong with them on the news saying he had it coming. They're criminals. That's them. I was on the stand crying because I didn't remember anything from before. I'm a victim of crime who was just kicked in the head. Who was attacked. And people don't have victim to play because they attacked a lot of people. And you don't have victim to play when they're criminals. Only criminals do that. There's millions of people in the world. There's millions of people criminals attack. There's millions of people you don't represent. And you're not special either. Nobody gives a fuck you happen to be from Mexico. I mean, they have it documented of what kind of people attack. Who? Why? When? Where? That's what cops do. And when I wasn't able to speak up and remember what happened, because I'm a woman who isn't a psychiatrist, because it was just too overwhelming, I'm a single mom to go through anything. I was just at home. Like, how would I understand what happened? I was just at home. And there's nothing to say. Nobody's stupid, because that happened. Millions of people fight their cases. Millions of people have police misconduct. Police misconduct doesn't mean a bad word when a mother is at home and she doesn't know what the hell to tell them. And I didn't know what a victim, I didn't know what a third party is. I didn't know what jam shop law is. I didn't know one thing. I do now. And I'm not to be murdered like I'm not good enough. And there's no trying to force me to human trafficking. They're not trying to brainwash me that I was so taken advantage of because of my race. I don't have a race you can use. Not in the army, because there's more. Not in anything. And that would be impossible because my friend was black. And anyways, they're black, Dominican, white. Hispanic, Mexican, all kinds of people. They're still none of your business because they're all soldiers. Like, you really don't get, you try to do this and say, stabbing people in the back, the preacher said, so nothing is real. How bad they wanted information, it still doesn't brainwash me from my people. You don't segregate or seclude my life at all. Because I would still never resort to being a prostitute. You don't try to have me raped and killed. I don't have survivor sex. Not say anything about any human trafficking psychology or sexual violence psychology. I don't have these. I don't do these things. I'm not anything to exploit either. Because you look dumb. You look dumb. And I'm not shameful. There's so many things in the world, you look dumb. Like you're something so special and perfect. Like you're something. You're somebody. And not a day in your life anything could turn around for a Mexican gang member. I'll talk to Mexican gang members. And it has nothing to do with no Michael Salgado. The things that have happened in the past and you don't speak for a veteran. And then an attorney from Vegas. You don't really speak. And nothing, not a fucking thing. It's about no fucking Mexican veteran. I don't give a fuck about you or your stupid wife. Nobody was jealous before when you tried to do something. Nobody's jealous now. Give a fuck. If you fuck a horse and suck a dog for a makeover. I don't give a fuck where you end up. Literally, I've known people my whole life and it wouldn't be you. People go irrelevant, dead, and forgotten. There's nothing to be relevant to for certain reasons. There's no certain reasons. Because you don't have a family to talk about. Not my family. You don't have children to talk about somebody else's children. With children, talk about your own. Look so stupid. Are you dumb? Are you dumb? And Bear County doesn't make examples. You did nothing. Everything's too documented, you dumbass. I was like, our Texas was proper grown people. And you try to take advantage of the whole situation. And each individual and how you did that versus others, I have documented. You don't take advantage because you're cops, corrections, or attorneys that went to my work at another place. You don't take advantage of people. You don't get it. People are not stupid and you're so smart. Like you're highly intelligent. Lying in the background, Charles Abbott. You're so highly intelligent for crack hookers. You're so highly intelligent in the background of a case that's not yours in Bear County. Like the ones that came to my work. Don't care. Like you're highly intelligent corrections. They wanted to try to force human trafficking. You're highly intelligent. Everybody else is stupid. It's all a game. It's all a game here. Making fun of this here. Trying to make this person look like this here. Try to make fun of black people here. Trying to exploit sexually here. Try to take advantage here. Marine, try to make look like a snitch here. They've been to prison. Try to make look, got hired by a veteran. Try to do this here. Child Protect Services. Try to do this here. Try to do this here. Here and here. Oh, look, she smokes too much. Oh, look, she's a drunk. Nope, not a drunk. She tried to make it look like a drug addict. Nope, not a drug addict. Try to make it look like this here. Look like this here. And literally gone from prison. And people don't have jokes. Because none of it's true. But any of your sluts think. And none of them are so something. Long gone. And they're not a veteran, a mom, a paralegal, no security guard. Restudies again because you can't make me brain dead. People are desperate to make somebody eat their vagina or be seen as they're cool. They're super cool. They're super cool. You're shameful to Aphrodite, John. You're shameful. You're shameful. Because what wasn't added in there is a version of God and what they do. Because you get life sentence. You would get a life sentence. And you don't have anything to exploit like other people. Get life sentences. They get life sentences. So you're not to bother people or be a burden to people. Because you can still be fucking reported. And when they act like they're so something to be reported, then you get reported anyways. Especially people with children. Prison's so damn stupid. And you wish you could change the story like they're so cool to associate with. They are the fucking dumbest shit to live this. They're dummies. They're only associated with gangs and prostitution. I wouldn't talk to you from Bear County at all. And there's nothing about you. And nothing changes around for them. Professionals, grown people, professional soldiers, veterans, associations to them, grown people, investigators, detectives, psychologists, contact, doctors, nurses, neurologists, psychiatrists, cops, different cops. Doesn't change anything. For certain people to look cool. Are you dumb? You're dumb! Go to jail! Are you fucking dumb? You're wishing! You don't get attention! Nobody just said to a fucking cop. Go to your own fucking breed of trash. Because you couldn't claim other people are that because you associate your breed of trash. I'm not those things and I don't need to know you. So fucking disgusting. You don't affect a mother and child. You don't affect a mother and child. Yeah, right. And nobody turned into your trashy people. I don't care about your people. Didn't grow up that, would never care. Millions of veterans there, military there, that don't know your people. That's your people. Are you dumb? Are you dumb? Are you dumb? You look stupid. You couldn't even claim Mexican mafia get life sentences like that. Because you look like the fucking dumbest shit to live this earth. You would never know me. Nothing's about you. Are you dumb? We're veterans, you fucking dumb bitch. You're not meant to scare people, strangers. Are you so fucking dumb? Because I have everything documented in prison, walked out. You don't have a reputation in a prison. A female slop trash will want to try to force people to eat their vagina. Explaining how their boyfriend masturbate. Mexican gave her masturbate using toothbrushes in their asshole. Nobody gives a fuck about their fucking people. You don't get nothing about. Go to jail. Go to jail because you have no association to knowing someone. That's your own people. Go get cameras, make them famous so they can talk about what they are. Put it on the news and go explain how you fuck so many sausages. And then they go ask the commissary, because I don't care about prison, how they have to limit the sausages. And she can explain it so properly. Who they have to limit them for and why. So they can be super famous. Super duper famous. And then the preachers can talk again too. And tell their version of God versus yours. And point you out to make you super duper famous. How they wear rosaries versus how you wear it in there. Trying to make everybody eat your coochie. And how you ruin their services fighting and they have to pepper spray you. I do not care about that fucking prison. I know you're not some top-notch true crime protection order or policeman. And that has nothing to say for the trash or because of those officers. The sheriff is stupid. I met other people in my life. Been around other people in my family and military. So I would never be that person thinking you go all out about cop associations, organizations, pictures. Trying to make it look like people look at them for these people. I wouldn't think in general for any. But because I made police reports for preventative reason, just because no means no. Are you dumb? And you couldn't even claim that's how True Crime Dateline or different associations of people. And I have my innocent pictures. And I'm a normal person. I go to school. I study psychology when I'm at work on my computer. And I just take notes and I journal. And I think about my daughter. And I call certain people. And then I go patrol. And then I listen to, you know, peaceful music sometimes. And then when I don't, I listen to Houston and I stay mad anyway. And then I just keep going. But you went all out. You went all out. The sheriff looks stupid. And the chief. I know from now for trash on police reports, they're dead and forgotten 4 years ago. Never met. Never knew me. Long gone. And in prison, they're all strangers. And these officers can't send me a picture, preventative measures, police report. This other one, you can't touch me in uniform like many security guards go through all over the world. See, I know another security guard could break by a cop. Now, I'm not a stupid person. But I never was. No, nobody ever is now, are they? And you can't touch me or diagnose me. Police report. And in the story, you did all of that. You used associations of hands and beautiful. And I have police reports of innocent cops taking me to the VA hospital, going through things I would never go through, telling them to take stickers off my car, to do different things. And you went all out to try to kill me for reputation. Not even for the stupid people from Bexar County in prison. None of them are associated. You're not cool. Not popular, not famous. You're not famous off anything. There's nothing to be famous off of. You can be famous off any goddamn soul from the fucking military or any association to anyone. To no one. Because that's a musician. Yeah, right. There's millions of them. Millions. Millions and millions. No, there's nothing. No matter what kind of music it is. No matter what kind. One association brings up a comparison to other associations of musicians' family. And you don't have one of mine. And you went all out. And you couldn't even thought of. I made a police report at Guard Texan. Someone wanted to show up. Said, let me come tell you hi. I looked at them. And they looked at me. You don't look too comfortable there, huh? Because when I make a police report, I mean it. Now you're such a waste of time and personality. You just want to associate to fucking words that don't even associate to these people. People don't say Bull Rider with no fucking Cardi B. You're stupid to think you still try to kill for that. That's not what happened. You don't have that word associated to no American GI. She is not forced into human trafficking. She is saved from where she's saved from because she's a talented person and of a different story that is only hers. I don't have the personality that other people do to relate to it like they're her or like they're this or that. I would never. It's only her. And you have nothing to do. You've wasted my time. You have nothing. Nothing in my podcast, nothing in nothing would be about your people. It wouldn't be about your people. Go make their dumbasses go start their own. This job wouldn't be about me either. You've wasted my fucking time. You do not own anything. You are not associated to anything. In life, you would never be. That's why highly intelligent people in this world do everything. So these things don't happen, you know, in hip hop music. They don't have associations of trying to kill for psychology associations and organizations and any music help. And you're really not the top of the top because people are over you too because you go to jail too. And I'm not Mexican. So nobody cares who thinks they are from prison. They're criminals. Who's convicted them doesn't give a fuck if they like music. At all. Then or now. To have an association with someone who is musicians in their family. You don't get to fucking know me. You literally sound so goddamn stupid. Everybody in American society has a damn musician in their family that's associated to certain things, and people don't try to kill Americans for it. Especially in military families of the most highly intelligent people in the world who know everything of everything. And you look dumb again. I don't die. My podcast will never be about your trash, your raunch, your criminals. You have no association to anything in American GI form whatsoever. To criminals I would never know, and I have no associations. They have obsessions and they're not thought of. You're not even good enough to know someone like me. It wouldn't even happen. It wouldn't happen. I wouldn't know you. You look so fucking stupid. And no one in there is going to claim they have a desired effect pussy. Now for some fucking cops, some corrections, some attorney. I don't have these personalities. Literally, they know prison from all around the world. They're military. They know torture. They know prisoners. They know military prisons. They know military in prisons all around the world. Never in life could you claim a story to think you shame people or shame someone like they're so something in TDC. Completely separated from me. No association, not thought of, not wanted, not needed, not even a police report protection order. Makes you that you cannot even know my daughter's name. They're the ones that need to be brain dead. Like people have to explain these things in a lifetime of them being in prison. Like militaries had to explain these things. Because they're not some master manipulator. They're so cheap. And they're not even of strong people, but dare to claim trash or something, so something. Or a correction officer, retired veteran of their vagina. Doesn't make me want to know you. Like, people have these personalities. I don't want to be anywhere where, like, people are normal and don't have these. You wish the world was yours. You don't get it. You're not thought of. You shame no one. Nobody says stop snitching. It never happened. You're not even associated to knowing anything that happens in my life. People aren't giving information or even talk or even spoken to. And they look so fucking dumb. A world of people who were in habeas corpus of the Texas Board of Appeal, they wish they affected. You wouldn't affect me. Are you stupid? Are you dumb? There's no Bexar County either. You don't get associations to what's going on in somebody's life. You dumb fucks. Are you dumb? You've got to be dumb. I go to a lawyer. I talk to a counselor. I write a psychologist. I call an attorney. Are you dumb? People are not so cool. And you know what? I'm not associated to your whole Bexar County. The Association of Criminals, one hooker got out illegally, threatening a child. She died. The others put on police force protection. And trash tried to rob a veteran. Got dog tags back, never seen again. Never will be seen again. End of story. You don't scare no one. They're convicted felons. Get another life. Get a life. You wish the rest of them mattered. You're not associated to me. There's no forgiveness you could ask for. You don't ask forgiveness trying to affect a child's psychology. Her safety, her protection, like you fucking are something. You don't get spoken to by me. You get life sentences from me. You get life sentences. I come from a county. People get life sentences. Being you, one day. One time. And in between, then you wish You could talk to me. You can't talk to me. Even about religion. I don't have forgiveness. Forgiveness, you're still trying? And I worked at an elementary school. You couldn't even try to talk to me. And I worked at Child Protective Service there. You couldn't try to talk to me. You couldn't ruin my job as a security guard to think you talk to me. You're a stranger. You don't get it. I wouldn't talk to you in any job. You're a stranger. You don't affect me. You got to be the dumbest of people. You're a stranger. You stay a stranger. Nobody wants to hear conversation about your vagina or who you are. You're nobody to me. You don't get it. My podcast isn't about you. It would never be. And there's no torturing me in my apartment either. With no Bexar County sheriff. What the fuck you torture me? They go to jail. Tell Uvalde. Or anything to do with the police. Do your fucking job, bitch. Do your job. Do your job. They're strangers. Nobody feels sorry for convicted felons. Habitual offenders and the trash they are in prison and out, they don't get sympathy. They're sex offenders and they threaten children. Like, people want to hear it. They think they influence cognitive behavioral therapy teachers. They think they teach lessons. They don't teach lessons in prison, out of prison. They don't teach anything. But they're the teacher, the priest, the preacher. They're the doctor, the nurse, the dentist. They'll influence you to live their low life. Not a fucking thing. Broke down motherfucker. Fucking of the dumbest fucking people known to man. You are the dumbest thing in correction. You know, if somebody's in therapy, you don't have a life to plan for somebody. Or to kill people thinking you plan a life because somebody's rehabilitated. I made police reports of protection. You don't know me. That correction is stupid. And you don't get sex either from another one. You couldn't even look at me. They couldn't even look at me. They're not even spoken to. Like, you're so cool. Like, you're cool. They even still trying. What they are leads to nothing. Leads to nothing. So what they are this time, they shut all the way the fuck up. Because they're going to get life. They don't try to think they know somebody. And nothing's my fault because that's their whole life. They don't even know their own people. Oh, whatever they claim their own people is. People aren't your people. People aren't their people. And you don't got that to say to me. People are not their people. Come from the dumbest county in the fucking world where their detention organizes with them so much. They think they got connections to make people their people. You don't have connection to make people their people. Go get my VA ID. American cop. To that nigger. Trayvon. Go give it. Thinking you're making... Example, I'm not from Bexar County. I associate black people, yeah. My daughter's black. I associate to black people, yeah. I played on all black basketball. And I go to therapy, and I don't have therapy that leads me to you. I have a family, and then I associate my own way. You don't have influence on Americans, on military, on my associations. Because when you do, you try to take advantage of them all. To still make yourself look like something. Something. And then like something you can only explain. Don't you get it? My podcast isn't about you. It's not about your stupid people. They're not strong. So you look dumb. You don't have humor. No version of you is. No version in any military. Any military families. No version of you is something. For detention or corrections to help you get anywhere near their family. Are you so damn stupid? I called Mike Barber Ministry. You look dumb. You're the ones with entitlement issues. Because these people would never meet somebody normal otherwise. And you use him to preach to have somebody gang raped or forced into human trafficking. And I don't turn gay and I don't get confused. And these people are so disgusting. And you can say I like black people. But they try to turn it into when they couldn't try to kill someone just for an association of a changed name and a parole officer and parole. Threats of custody court, lying about homicide. Trying to alter things in security in places these people don't belong. You do not belong. You are not a security guard. You are not a veteran. You're not a mother. And you don't get to take advantage of me. And I know trying to premeditate shit doesn't work. That's my daughter. And I don't get exploited because he's black. What would have happened if he's white? Oh, he's that too. What would have happened if he was... There's no what would have happened. He would never be Mexican. What they did to my cousin. And she's a beautiful girl. And they ruined her relationship. And she's with Mexican person in Bexar County. They cannot use messages between families. There's a lot more that's going on. People are so disgraceful. I don't have to date a Mexican. It's not an obsession. People don't have obsession. And now the only person these people can be obsessed with is a Mike Barber Ministry. He's a famous football player. Would they meet one otherwise? Probably not. Other people would. But not Bexar County. Not to preach with a prostitute. Saying stabbing too many people in the back. For people they would never know, meet. Stories they would never get. Military they would never be. How shameful. To set up innocent military families. They're all over the states. You know, where there's a little town in Lubbock where it's Texas. There's like an Idaho. They have military. There's a Georgia, whatever. They're little people, you know, they're little whatever. There's, you know, all these different states. Virginia, they have their little town, their little country, everything. They have everything everywhere differently. Texas is stupid. Bexar County doesn't really represent shit. Like, you're the strongest, best people in the world. No, you have a lot of criminals that you don't mess with. You don't bother me. These people would never meet a famous person. That a preacher in a prison to set up gang rape. Or try to force them to eat their vagina. And they don't have jokes and they don't have games. I don't look at the person he preached with sexually. I would never look at them. They look so stupid because they couldn't be confident in themselves. They don't get help from correction to try to force someone. They look so damn stupid and they were just turned in years ago. You could never, they're the ones with, they go to prison all the time. They see you all the time. They do their whole life there or their whole sentence. And they have no association to me. Not a Bexar County criminal. Like it matters. Why would you matter? You're strangers. And there's nothing to do to an innocent mom. I have a child. No. I have a child. There isn't anything to fucking do. You have no explanations. Are you dumb? And you have nothing to protect. I don't have to give a fuck about you. Acting like you have everybody to kill. That has something to say about you. In every state. You have people to kill. Every podcast, YouTube, Facebook. Everyone. all over the states. All over the states. All over the states. Because you couldn't use a mom. You look pathetic. You couldn't use a mother. You're not strong with gossiping, lying, prostitutes, and crack faggots. That would never be wanted. They would never have an association. They never did. I'm not somebody you could claim they had an association. I'm not somebody you could claim these things. They go to prison. And I'm not confused. I'm not gay. That's disgusting, thinking you were confident somebody would eat your vagina your whole life. That's dumb to say of a straight woman with a child. And you couldn't even think of a child. None of them could. They look dumb. These people don't influence other people's kids. They don't talk. Bear County Sheriff's Department don't have someone killed. No one's crazy. Obsessed with preacher and prostitute God. Like them preaching about anything. Like it's all real. It's all criminal shit. It's a prison. There's no, you got scared. That place don't scare people. You don't shame people. You don't shame people at all. And you don't focus on people's children. You look dumb. I know you're not still trying to seem famous. You know, people get turned in for any threats, any obsessions with anybody. They don't make jokes. No matter if they're retired. It don't matter if they're still a musician. Of them or their family or anything military, actually. And your people go to jail because they're all lying from prison. They would be lying. Because I'm an American. There's no example to make because I leave with black girl. You know, in the army, there's black people. You know, nobody knows how I grew up or my rehabilitation. They wouldn't know. And you're nobody. My daughter's a black, white, and Hispanic. And you don't have anything to ask my family because I have biracial family. We're from the military. So these people aren't so highly intelligent and doing anything because there's no she likes black people, like there's something wrong with them. I mean, I work with black security guards, white security guard, Asian. I mean, people really don't have conversations that are so damn segregated and ignorant. So nothing's about you. Just go to prison. Go to prison. And you couldn't take advantage of families. In prison, you can't blame me. Because whenever they think they can threaten somebody and you look up the name of someone, you know, when they got a big family, military families, you can't act like you have such a big thing to organize crime. Because you weren't going to organize something otherwise and make them look special. Special. A military family? For junkies to seem wanted, needed a light? And my identity stolen everywhere? They didn't shame me at all. 8 years ago, when a heroin addict, crack junkie, can't offer you her hepatitis C, and think she gets offended and tries to say something exploiting and it doesn't work and never see someone again, that's where it stays. You'll never know me. Nobody cares about your life. Nobody cares about anything. You're not even people who write books or in books or from your family. You're not anybody. Nobody cares about Child Protective Service took your kids and your whole heroin addict family in prison. Nobody cares about your religion, about your race, about your anything. Like they can even claim anything. You're not even people who can claim anything, and then you claim all things that other people can claim. So they look, they're even more shameful. Like, they're not even people who can claim things. They can't do anything. You don't get it. My podcast isn't about you. My life, pictures taken. I was with my own people. and a security guard. Nothing's about Mexicans. Nothing's about Bexar County. I am a security guard. These people have no fame. They get nothing. They don't get conversation. They don't get emotions. They don't get jokes. They don't talk about people, other people's homes. They don't have examples in other people's shit. You don't have any examples anywhere in somebody else's shit for a lifetime. They'll go to fucking prison. They don't know people at all. Not a fucking, you're not meant to. Claiming there's somebody meant to will make them look stupid too. People can't use people. And you can't claim somebody else does. That's only your people. I don't come from a family like that. So that's funny. That's funny. And look stupid. You couldn't use me at all. I was in my home at work. There's nothing to use me. To claim of me. Like you know me. You don't know me. You don't know me at all. Are you dumb? Are you dumb? That nope. Nope. Are you dumb? I have a daughter. Are you dumb? Are you fucking stupid? Are you dumb? Are you getting it? There ain't shit to TDCJ. I don't even associate to corrections. Definitely not sexually. And you couldn't act like it would be expected. Once you plan something. Like something you do. You don't own anyone. And you don't get it. People don't have a movement of don't snitch. You don't have a movement in my life at all. You have actually a movement in nobody's. You really don't affect nobody. And I'm a woman. You definitely don't affect me. At all. Or my child. And I'll be damned, motherfucker. I'll be damned. My daughter doesn't feel sorry for criminals all at a bar where her mother was at home and became a third party in their criminal negligence causing an accident. She don't have to feel sorry for them because she doesn't know the law of an emergency defense after being a victim of crime. Like, you don't get to do anything to me. And you don't have the army to use on her. Are you fucking dumb? You're not gossiping about Penthouse. You know, Penthouse comes to me and their children, and I have people on my Facebook. And you're not really somebody who could gossip about me, because information gets to me. You don't have anything to say or judge me. You know, my daughter has friends. They have mothers. They're still normal. You know, people all over the world, the owner of Penthouse has children. So you don't have anything to explain any of. At all. Acting so judgmental. Like I explain murder to your daughter. Homicide. And you don't got an opinion either, bitch. You don't have, my daughter don't have to feel sorry. That's my daughter. Even murderers who go to prison have their kids with them. You look so stupid. You look dumb. No, you look dumb. You look dumb. Are you dumb? Are you dumb? Are you stupid? And you're lying. No such thing as Mexican people. You don't have a focus on Mexicans because of no Michael Salgado. It was a white crack hooker, junkie, heroin addict, bulimic hooker, and whoever she's associated to. Another friend of hers, like when they go rob people, they have one junkie and one that thinks they look innocent. And how they go rob people together, a prostitute. Her, you know, a gang member, trashy, raunchy prostitute that gets ignored. And then a heroin addict, hepatitis C, that will go in there and give you diseases, and they go rob you. And dykes were ignored. I'm not gay. So you look dumb. And Mexicans ignored them. I'm not Mexican. You don't have to focus on Mexican. Using me like there's something. You're not shit in prison, really. No one to want a reputation so bad. And to want to kill for it. And in Bexar County, you don't get one. Now there's something to prove. You leave somebody the fuck alone. It doesn't transfer because they don't have shit in prison. Run by correctional officer. And you don't have one out here gossiping with hookers. I was at work to be left alone. Detention doesn't have one. 6 years ago, having gossiped with criminals. Long gone. I don't associate to any of you. Nothing to prove. The sheriff's department, not associated to me. An attorney, thinking he makes somebody look like something. Because my daughter's father said he said homicide. You can't manipulate anyone. Anyone. Are you dumb and you didn't manipulate anyone? You really didn't. Military families, you couldn't say murder to a goddamn soul, real soul. About a car accident, whenever read properly in the articles, and it wasn't, you could tell. And my insurance wasn't safe. It was not my fault. And no, they were out committing a crime. I'm telling you, I'm not going to keep explaining myself in no 35 mile per hour blind spot accident. You're dumb. And these people don't got emotions for my daughter. They don't get explanations or stories either. You stay the fuck away from her. And it has nothing to do with fucking Bexar County. Bexar County every day, predominantly that race, they go to prison every day. They commit crimes against each other and to each other and then to American versions of them and to anybody else. You don't have anything from my daughter. Not my daughter. And I'm a third party. And you wish. It's not a. It's not a joke with some of these kids. Malik Kearney's fighting for his case for a murder in a state where he's a biracial child. Like, there's a soldier everywhere that fight their cases. And veteran. Are you stupid? Are you dumb? You look dumb. Ever think you focus? There were no Mexicans that need it. There's no Mexican going to prison. I mean, they're going to go to college to be an attorney, a JAG attorney, or a Mexican gang member, a JAG attorney, or JAG paralegal, to associate asking questions of the military or people they would never speak to, or of families, or of children. They're going to go be a military paralegal. Those kind of criminal. They're going to go be a military attorney. They're going to go study CID for the military. They're going to go be a paralegal for the military. For cases. To get information about the military. Yeah, they got connection with military psychology. Military psychiatrist, all military documents in a VA computer, all documents of everything, surgeries, and they're going to make those phone calls themselves and get those paperwork. They're going to call the VA themselves for VA benefit. They're going to call for National Archives military file and DD-214. They're going to do that. They're going to call all military resources, all news people. They're going to do all that, saying who they're representing. From the military, they're gonna ask for names for military units. They're gonna call bases for security clearance soldiers, and ask for information. They're gonna do all that because they learn everything, and they're the smartest shit in the world in prison. They're gonna do that, but they're not. And retroactive, you don't have really anything to gossip. People aren't weak people, but it's not your family to focus on. Absolutely not your family. Lots of families are chosen to focus on now, and people know what happens when you focus illegally. Illegally. And with criminals, illegally. In places you don't deserve to speak. Absolutely none similar anywhere. And there's no example to make at all. There would never be. Like, you're better than people. I wouldn't have been fucked with. I look for an attorney. You don't own them. And my life don't concern you. Lots of things in my life don't concern you. Actually, hold on. Absolutely nothing. And you couldn't even say anything. My family has biracial kids. Other people have biracial kids and it's none of your business. Just no one's business. No one's business. That's pathetic. You don't get it. And you wish you could be obsessed with what you attract versus military families. They don't affect us. You're irrelevant to life. You don't live life existing where you try to play game. You don't exist. People still listen to music. They're in it. But there's no Mexicans that exist. You don't exist in my life that think you affect me. Or you exploit anything. Like, me and Kareem were just at home watching movies as normal security guards. And you can't try to exploit like it was so sexual. It wasn't sexual at all. And we're no matter what, doesn't make soldiers prostitutes. Only concentrate on your own shit. Your own everything. You look so damn dumb. And you help criminals so damn much. They don't know me. You would never know me. You look dumb. You don't even get a word in. Nobody would even talk to you. You look stupid. attempted murder. Are you dumb? No, everything you premeditated, you don't got psychology, you don't got diagnoses, you don't have opinions, you don't have conversations, you don't have words about being a mother, you don't know what happened in prison, and you manipulate everything to seem like something. I finished college, Walter was there. They don't play games with my friend, he already knows everything, but he's known me since I was 19. So you really don't have any fucking thing to do or say. Mexicans are irrelevant. Of course you are to all military. Because I watch everything. You wish you were so something to set up military families, or you could tell them that all of them, I mean, they're all in prison just like me. So all their families are not your business. And you wish you could claim you focused on me. There's no music that would even let you claim that my uncle's American. There wouldn't be music because that would be associated differently with others. It wouldn't be no Mexicans. So there's no point to make lying. And there's no such thing as Mexican gang members. Nobody gives a damn. Nobody cares. Or crack hooker or white junkies. Or hepatitis C heroin addict. 100-pound junkies, or crack faggot junkies. You know, they're not my association. They're all strangers. Institutionalized strangers. It's not scary. You get ignored, protection from the police. Because they go back to prison. So Bexar County has nothing of nothing. I have it documented. They have no association in my life and no business remembering names. That they weren't given, conversation they never had, kids they would never know, military families they would never talk to, information they would never be given, addresses, phone numbers, TDCJ numbers, kids' names, anything in life like the law says. And you don't have a point to make. You don't have someone to kill. You don't have jokes. You don't have threats. You don't know me. You don't have conversations. You don't have anything made up. You don't have anything. Police reports made because I don't get groomed to anything. Pictures I don't want to see. Things I don't care for and I don't ask for or care. You're not fucking special. You look fucking stupid. You will never be thought of. And I have my own association of people. So you, and there's no trying to do anything because of their race. And whatever race it is, whatever they are, whoever they are, none of your business. None of your business. I don't get exploited. I'm none of your business. And people don't use people. You can't even claim that lying. You can't claim anything. No one could. I was at work. Don't claim that about your own fucking people. Whatever it is they do, where they do, or make you who you are. Whatever it is you've been through. Whatever it is you've done. Whatever it is you've been around in places I would never go or be. Didn't grow up there. You have no reason to take it out on me, assuming you know everybody and everything. And you don't. That's what makes you dumb. Because you really don't know me. And people, I know grown people who can agree to disagree and agree to understand that they don't. And I have friends there. I have some people there associated. And I may not know them 100% completely, but I'm a trustworthy person. So I don't get exploited because I don't associate with those who do. People have their own private lives. They share it on Facebook with trusted people. And I'm a trusted person. I don't get exploited. And you don't like really exploit families. Because I said retroactive, my mother is not some person to ever touch, or my father. For any reason you can choose, there's so much more in all of that. And I'm not saying versus others, because there may be another little family who has somebody in the military. And, you know, they might be a little family and they're so proud and they still show up with their little family, their little dog, their two kids, they're a family, and then they go work in a cotton field and they associate with the same people and they still show up. Just my family has so much involved that you don't do shit to them And you have nothing to pick on because what's in them or what they've been through, others have been through things differently. So you don't have anything to prove. Bexar County's no better than anyone. Nobody gives a fuck. That you don't, you have nobody. You didn't grow up in like a country where people have hard water or work in the country or do anything. You wish too many things on people, like a perfect, beautiful town, so everything. You wish so much shit on people. You wish so much shit. So you think you control shit to human traffic, or to rape, or for news story, or a military family. And it's just, you're so old and lame. I don't get murdered. I don't get murdered. You have entitlement issues to a Mike Barber ministry famous football player preaching. That in the condition you think you put me, you don't shame anyone but yourself. Because I can imagine you trying to kidnap people. And you could never really force people who are aware or become aware of things to be like you. To label them, exploit them from places that, you know, they don't get lost because they don't have survivor sex. They don't get lost because they're innocent. Because you really couldn't force them to human trafficking. You would rape them and then, you know, they rape them and kill them or throw, you know. And then they can corrupt people, just get rid of. Like, you really don't have anything to do to me. You know, or nobody's popular or famous because they walk around so stupid looking like, I fuck anything. I can fuck anyone. I have no shame here. I'll do this here. I'll do that. We are better people. I'm a better person. I'm a better person than you. You are meant to touch me. You don't claim people don't belong in the world. You do not claim people don't belong in the fucking world. You look so goddamn stupid. Tried for so long to kill someone. To kill someone for a child that's not yours. How are you special? You're only her stepmother. Nobody cares where you came from, where you grew up. Wee-wee, I'm sure it's something. I was in my apartment at work just... And I know how he grew up. And he has nowhere to speak. He has nothing to speak. And I don't almost get murdered because of Charles Tabbett. Police reports and protection orders are real. Those trash really have nowhere to speak. Absolutely fucking nowhere. And there's no famous football player preaching with a prostitute to kill me. There's no change of circumstances of things I've been through my life. Because you don't like somebody like you are in a bar or something, wishing rape on someone, trying to set someone up to be raped, kidnapped. Of someone you can't be or know or like, forced to eat your vagina, which you wish in prison you had so much help. Out here you look so stupid being that. Because you go to prison. You really wish the world revolved like that. You wish. But there's so many of them in Bexar County. They'll pick each other out, follow them, stalk them. Try to force them. You wish somebody walked around the world saying, eat me out. Eat my vagina. And I'm not shameful. You are. That place is shameful and you can't brainwash someone. I know what happened and I'm not gay. Not that I had sex or anything. I'm just not gay. I know what happened. Long gone. In Bexar County, you're stupid. You don't have an association to bring up something of someone I just hung out with. For people who don't get associations at all. To make it look like, oh, she stabbed people in the back. She did this because they preach about it in prison. How I'm this, I'm that. And wanting to murder people that way, like I'm shameful. I'm not a shameful person. These people are just not wanted even for friendship. You're such a burden to life. You're a burden. You're a burden. So every time they sit in front of you, Mike Barber, it's a gang rank summit. Every time. These people. Now it's led to the murder of children. You feel famous, all that? Every time they talk, where they don't belong, where they're not good enough to speak, they're not good enough to talk, and they're not famous people. They're just habitual offenders. You don't have a support system. It's selective speaking. I've been through different things. People know who it doesn't apply. You don't have human trafficking to set up. They're disgusting people who are not famous off of a damn thing. A damn thing. You have no association to seem famous. You really did nothing. They just gossip. You're not wanted. Look like you claim you're the most unjudgmental race in city. What, and look what the fuck they turned into, thinking they got some prayer, some God for coochie juices. So unjudgmental they are, right? When they're setting up so many things to seem famous. To lie to seem popular. Reputation that'll never be real. You look so damn stupid. And only be obsessed. Get obsession charges. Akeem Browder don't need your support. From Bexar County? And you don't have anything to fucking say, bitch. You're criminals? And an obsession of what? They don't need them from prison? Obsession with what? Only be obsessed with Mike Barber. He's a famous person. Be obsessed with him. He's a famous football player. Be obsessed with him. I don't need you. And that's not what Akeem Browder's doing. I wouldn't even be somebody you speak to. I'm a veteran. I deserve a suit. You don't have shit to do because these people don't. It's nothing of nothing. I'm from a different county, different place, different everything. To have stole my identity in places. Because you, the only people so Georgia would be proper people. Only people so New York would be my identity from Lubbock, proper people. Only people so California would be Lubbock. The only people so America or military. You people didn't steal my identity, think you're going to be something to say snitch and a name you can't steal and it was reported. And you can't really claim you were going to do anything or be anything from it. There's no such things. I've almost been murdered. There's not a fucking thing that influences me in Bexar and TDCJ. There is shit in Bexar County you claim that needs to influence me when I was just at work. And I associate properly. People got something to tell me or ask me. They tell me or ask me. Like, I don't play games. Lots of people don't. Lots of people. Lots of people. Lots of people. You didn't have anybody to try to kill. You don't have a personality to change. You don't have anything to claim, and what you are is worth being. That's funny. That's so fucking funny. And when people can't birth kids, they ain't got shit to claim in this whole goddamn universe. That's funny. That's funny. You don't have retaliation to do. You don't get thought of. No one's jealous. I birthed a child. The fuck I'd be jealous in you? That's funny. That's fucking funny. That is so funny. I don't get jealous of people. I wasn't to be messed with. And you don't have a fucking way to torture me to think you make somebody irrelevant. I'm not irrelevant. There's no Mexico. I'm an American. And you wish it related to people in prison. It doesn't relate to you. And you, Bexar County couldn't use it either. My family, I speak to normally. And you already had things set up, same in the first musician. It doesn't just happen, the first concert. It doesn't just happen. And there wouldn't be anything explained. I'm just a normal person around my family. And they don't say, oh, you hang around black people? Oh, your daughter's black and white? Oh, there's black people in the army? Oh, you have black friends on the internet? Oh, your friends are white on the... People don't say these things at all. Your county really had nothing to do with my case. No one's crazy. I'm not Mexican. Yeah, right. There's no gang ruining people because there ain't shit to try. I'm not a gang member. I'm a normal person. And there's no retaliation in that because I was just at work. I'm not a prostitute. I'm a normal person. Can't force human trafficking. You wish you did what you thought you did. Nobody needed your associations through those trash. 8 years ago, offer Hep C, not wanted, sit with a black girl. End of story. Never seen again. And then talk to the rest. And not gay. And you couldn't even claim for a second the association would ever be needed or corrections for no case of USA. There's no image. There's nothing. You wouldn't be asked. I mean, they're strangers. What they do, these people look so fucking stupid. Nobody would want you in court to walk in court like you're a character witness statement. Like somebody's going to run into you and say, oh, well, that's my character witness statement for court. Fuck yeah. I know I came to this motherfucker to look for a character one. Out of that bitch right there. I can tell when she breathes and it smells like a cock mouth of Hep C from the deepest gutter in the world. That the most dick sucked in life. With diseases, fuck yeah, I'm gonna take that bitch to court with me.